The Hopkinsville Christian County League of Women Voters is hosting a forum on Wednesday for the two candidates vying for the 1st District Supreme Court of Kentucky's seat this November. And the partisan rhetoric of one of the candidates is raising ethical questions about two clashing interests: the Kentucky court system's desire to be impartial and independent, and the free speech rights of judicial candidates for office. Liam Niemeyer has more.
The crowd at the annual Fancy Farm political picnic in August hurled insults and boos for hours at candidates for statewide office this fall. All the races were partisan, except for one: the race to fill the 1st District seat on the Supreme Court of Kentucky. One of the judicial candidates who spoke at Fancy Farm is Republican State Senator Whitney Westerfield. But the last man to permanently hold the 1st District Supreme Court of Kentucky seat says Westerfield's comments are questionable.
Well, I wouldn't have given that speech as a judge.
That's retired Supreme Court of Kentucky Justice Bill Cunningham. He says Westerfield taking stances on issues, including abortion, gives the impression he'll be biased on the bench.
But when you start talking about specific issues like he was talking about, you're taking positions. You're getting very close to making a commitment on how you're going to vote.
Cunningham says Westerfield's comments might also violate the Kentucky Code of Judicial Conduct. The code is a set of rules judges and judicial candidates are required to follow to keep state courts independent and impartial. Cunningham believes the Fancy Farm speech by Westerfield's opponent, Court of Appeals Judge Christopher Shea Nickel, was appropriate because Nickel only talked about his judicial experience in the speech. Nickel says judges should be independent and impartial, but he also says he's openly conservative like Westerfield.
On the other hand, I also recognize that voters have the right to know who they're voting for, and so I try to be transparent about who I am.
Senator Westerfield also believes his campaign speeches have been in line with the judicial code of conduct.
The role that I have today is wildly different from the one that I'd have as a member of the court. And I mentioned those in the context of what I do as a policymaker, but as a judicial member of the court, I have to set my policymaking work and philosophies aside and apply the law.
University of Kentucky College of Law professor Joshua Douglas helped author the latest version of the judicial code of conduct.
The general message here is that you can make general statements about your beliefs on general matters, but can't make overtly political statements.
Douglas says there's a fine line between the free speech rights of judicial candidates to express themselves and the Supreme Court of Kentucky's desire to have an unbiased judiciary.
Just the nature of the language of the First Amendment necessarily opens the door to interpretation and to difficult line-drawing problems.
A federal appeals court in 2010 struck down the old version of the Kentucky Code of Judicial Conduct because it was ruled it restricted free speech too much. Yet Douglas says to better achieve an impartial and independent Kentucky court system, judges shouldn't even be elected, but rather appointed by an independent commission. He says this would decrease the amount of outside campaign contributions to judicial elections from partisan groups to influence an election. Douglas Keith agrees. He's with the nonprofit Law Policy Institute Brennan Center for Justice at NYU School of Law.
And you're seeing the money come in not just from groups in the state, but national groups. And they're spending both in states with partisan elections and states with nonpartisan elections.
A 2018 Brennan Center for Justice report shows the number of state Supreme Courts with at least one member of the court competing in an election with more than $1 million in campaign contributions tripled over two decades. Keith says judge selection reform can be difficult to start, but he says states can at least pass campaign contribution disclosure laws to make judicial elections less problematic. In Murray, Kentucky, I'm Liam Niemeyer.